Scene 1, Calming the Storm. Jesus and his disciples traveled to Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. When Jesus entered the synagogue, where Jews gathered to worship, he was asked to read a portion of scripture from the prophet Isaiah. Jesus stood and read, "God's Spirit is with me, giving me power to help all those in need. I bring hope to the poor and the prisoners. The blind will now see. The abused, hurting, and forgotten will be set free. This is the year. This is the time of God's blessing." After reading this, Jesus sat down in silence. Everyone stared at him. After a moment, Jesus said, "This scripture is being fulfilled right in front of you. This is why I have come." At this time, poverty was common, mainly because the Roman government imposed unreasonable taxes on people. Many struggled daily to find food, and disease and sickness were widespread. As Jesus traveled throughout the villages in the area teaching people about God's kingdom, he felt deep compassion for them. Jesus healed people from all kinds of illnesses and even raised two people from the dead. Once, after a long day of teaching, Jesus asked his disciples to take him in a boat across the lake to get him away from the crowds for a while. As they set off, Jesus went to the back of the boat, put his head on a cushion, and fell asleep. All of a sudden, a violent storm blew in, with hard rain and strong winds. Waves crashed inside the boat, and even though some of the disciples were experienced fishermen, they couldn't keep the boat from filling with water. The disciples ran to the back of the boat in a panic, waking up Jesus as they shouted, "Don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus awoke, stood up, turned toward the water and said, "Quiet! Be still." Instantly, the wind stopped blowing and the lake became calm. And then Jesus asked his disciples, "Why were you so afraid? Don't you believe in me yet?" The disciples were filled with wonder. They asked each other, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the water listen to him." Scene 2, Through the Roof. People continued to surround Jesus everywhere he went. When the crowds found out which house Jesus was staying in, people packed into every room. There wasn't space for one more person, even outside of the door. Four men carried their paralyzed friend on a mat to see Jesus, believing he would heal him. But the only way they could get their friend inside the house was to climb on the roof, dig a hole through the clay tiles, and lower him down. When Jesus saw the hole in the roof, he was impressed with the effort and the faith of these men. Jesus looked at the paralyzed man lying in front of him and said, "Let go of your worries. I will forgive everything you've ever done wrong." Some religious leaders, called Pharisees, were watching and listening to Jesus. The Pharisees focused on living by strict rules to follow God. When they heard what Jesus said, they asked each other, "Who does this man think he is? Only God can forgive people's sins." But Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he asked them, "Why are you so offended? Would you rather I had just healed him and not offered forgiveness? I'll prove to you that I have power beyond healing, power to forgive every kind of evil." Then Jesus told the paralyzed man, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk home. You are healed." The man jumped up. He was no longer paralyzed. He pushed his way through the crowded house and out the door, and then he ran home. Everyone was filled with wonder and amazement. They thanked God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this before." Jesus went on to explain, "I don't do any of this on my own. I only do what my Father tells me to do. God gives me the power to heal, to raise the dead, and to give life. Those who believe in me will find new life with God that's never ending.